Hello, this is John Ivey from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the August 2019 issue of Sports, 2019 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. We're going to begin today on the front page, Fandemonium. Picture here of Juju Smith-Schuster of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We have a question. How big of a sports fan are you? And he wants to know this. We're going to open the first page. And promo means advertisement. We will not roll over. Except for belly rubs, and it has a nice picture of a cute little puppy here. Now is not the time to roll over. It's time to adopt change. Every day, more than 4,100 dogs and cats are killed in shelters across the country. But with Best Friends Animal Society leading the way, and your support, we can help our nation's shelters and save them all. Next on page one, lineup, meaning what do we have to look forward to in this issue? Well, picture here of a few Steelers, Fandemonium. Number 31, Juju Smith-Schuster, isn't just a player. He's a mega fan, and he's helping us celebrate the other supporters who makes sports so fun. We can look forward to primetime on page 18. Overlooked out of college, Kevin Byard is getting his due as one of the best safeties in the NFL. Now he's hoping to show defensive back legends that he belongs in their class. Page 22. When I was a kid, Pete Alonso, the Mets rookie sensation, is finding out what it's like to be a role model for youngsters who love the game as much as he does. Page 38. Monet Davis. 5 years after capturing the nation's imagination, Monet Davis is heading to college, taking on a new sport and showing us why the best is yet to come. Page 42. Ties, draws are awesome. Actually, they stink. Really, we could go either way on them. We present some of the most notable even-Steven contests in history. Page 44. Fantasy football. So you've lost your league again. Got some questions about getting your squad into contention? We've got answers. Page 48, from the pages of Sports Illustrated. Unique talent. Matthew Bowling has transformed from an elite but little-known high school sprinter into a record-breaking, viral clip-producing star. And the favorites in this issue? Page 2, freeze frame. Page 7, sports cards. Page 12, August birthdays. Page 13, future stars. Page 16, LOL. Page 26, posters. Page 52, what's the call? And more. We're going to go to page 2. We see our first freeze frame. Rising high. Picture here of the NBA Finals champion, the Toronto Raptors, and their star, Kawhi Leonard, on his way to the hoop. Kawhi Leonard drove down the lane for a layup over the Warriors' Draymond Green in Toronto Game 3 NBA Finals win. Leonard poured in a team-high 30 points during the 123-109 victory, which put the Raptors up 2-1 in the series. They went on to win in 6 games, and Leonard earned his second career Finals MVP award. Our next freeze frame on pages 4 and 5 looks like a baseball game and a swimming pool right next to the field. Making a splash, June 15, 2009, Frisco, Texas. What better way to cool off on a 93-degree evening than by taking a dip at a minor league baseball game? The Lazy River, which is longer than an Olympic pool, was filled with young swimmers during the Frisco Rough Riders game against Northwest Arkansas. A 9-4 loss didn't stop the fans from having a good time. We all have a power. We all have the power to stand up to cancer. Advertisement. Marvel Studios, Avengers, Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all, cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard. Stand Up to Cancer funds groundbreaking research in pursuit of its mission to make every person diagnosed with cancer a long-term survivor. Stand Up to Cancer. Next on page 8, who's who in sports. We're going to start with the top of the page, line 1. Sophia Keenan. She's a tennis player, WTA Tour. Her height is 5'7". She was born November 14, 1998 in Moscow, Russia. Keenan upset Serena Williams 6-2, 7-5 in the third round of the French Open in June and advanced to the fourth round of a major for the first time. Keenan lost there to Australia's Ashley Barty. At the ASB Classic in New Zealand in January, Keenan won her first WTA doubles title with Eugenie Bouchard. 1 week later, Keenan won her first singles title at the Hobart International in Australia. Her father, Alexander, is her coach. Keenan's family moved to Florida when she was little. Question. On what surface is the French Open played? Answer, clay. Next we have Alexander Barkov. He's the center for the Panthers of the NHL. His height is 6'3". His weight is 213 pounds. He was born on September 2, 1995 in Tampere, Finland. Barkov finished the 2018-2019 season with a career-high 35 goals with 61 assists. His 96 points led the Panthers in ranked 10th in the NHL. He made his first All-Star game in 2017-2018 when he led the league in shorthanded goals, 5. He was also a finalist for the Lady Byung Trophy, which recognizes good sportsmanship. On October 3, 2013, playing against the Stars in his first NHL game, Barkov became the youngest player to score a goal since 1944. Who was Lady Byung? Answer, Evelyn Byung, who was married to Canada's Governor General when she first presented the award in 1925. And finally, we have Raheem Sterling, a forward for Manchester City Soccer. His height is 5'6". His weight is 152 pounds. He was born December 8, 1994 in Kingston, Jamaica. Sterling helped the Man City repeat as English Premier League champions, finishing the 2018-2019 season with 17 goals and 10 assists, tied for 6th in the EPL in both categories. That performance earned him the Professional Footballers Association Young Player of the Year Award and the Football Writers Association Footballer of the Year. Playing for the English national team at the 2018 World Cup, Sterling had one assist and took 10 total shots. For which team did Sterling play before moving to Man City in 2015? Answer, Liverpool. Now let's go to page 9, warm-up. And we see a bunch of players, female players, We see some ladies on the field look like football players or soccer players. A leg up. Megan Rapinoe and her United States teammates threw criticism for their post-guard reactions in a decisive win against Thailand in the World Cup. Burning question, should players celebrate in a blowout? Watching Megan Rapinoe's goal at the 79-minute mark of the United States Women's National Team's World Cup opener against Thailand, you might think she had just broken a tie, not potted the Americans' ninth unanswered score. The United States co-captain did a series of spins, slid in front of her team's bench, made a kicking motion from the ground, and then joined the entire team in a hug. When Alex Morgan put the ball in the top left corner of the net just 2 minutes later, she counted her goals with her right hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's amazing they even had time to squeeze in celebrations after goals 11, 12, and 13 before the whistle, final whistle. Nobody faulted the United States for running up the score. Goal differential matters in the World Cup. But the seemingly escalating celebrations as the game got out of hand annoyed some viewers. ESPN's Taylor Twellman tweeted that they left a sour taste in his mouth. Former Canadian World Cup participant Kaitlin Kyle called the displays disgraceful and disrespectful. Hope Solo, the United States goalkeeper of the last World Cup, called some of the post-goal routines unnecessary. I think our only crime was an explosion of joy last night, Rapinoe told Fox in her rebuttal. Retired United States World National Team forward Abby Wambach defended her friends, tweeting, "Stop judging these women with patriarchal glasses. You would never say this about a men's team." This defense doesn't ring entirely true, however. There are plenty of examples in men's sports that deal with this same question. When, if ever, is celebrating disrespectful to an opponent? No league struggles with this problem more than Major League Baseball with its litany of unwritten rules. In April, White Sox shortstop Tim Anderson emphatically tossed his bat while admiring a home run off the Royals' Brad Keller. 2 innings later, Keller drilled Anderson with a pitch. Younger players like Bryce Harper have started a movement to make baseball more fun by encouraging emotion. In Korea's KBO League, hitters throw their bats after home runs like they're trying to knock out the stadium lights. The arguments for more celebrating in sports are easy. Sports are meant to be fun, and if athletes don't want their opponents to celebrate, they shouldn't give up home run or allow 13 goals in the World Cup. That's a fair position to take, but consider the counterargument, a defense of the finger-wagging. Oversensitive spoil sports. Professional sports require a level of competitiveness few people know. Anger at being shown up is as valid an expression of that competitiveness as joy at scoring. And if you think blowing a game of Mario Kart is embarrassing, imagine how it feels to flop in front of tens of thousands of fans and millions of viewers. Act like you've been there before is trite advice, but it cuts both ways. Acting nonchalant after scoring 13 goals in a soccer game makes it seem like you expect to crush teams. That's cool. Not drilling a batter after he flipped his bat proves that you're not worried about a couple of earned runs in April. That's cool, too. And doing what Anderson ultimately did, bat flipping after you get hit by a pitch for bat flipping, that's actually really cool. Unboxed. Taking the lid off coolest sports gear. Odell Beckham Jr.'s shoe game just might be the best in the NFL. The agreement he signed with Nike in May 2017 for 5 years and worth more than $29 million is the richest shoe deal in the NFL. The contract doesn't limit the wide receiver to athletic apparel either. In November, the deal resulted in the Odell Beckham Jr. ex-Nike Air Force One utility, a pair of streetwear kicks. 7 months later, the two released their latest collaboration, the OBJX Nike Air Max 720, here on the right. Beckham Jr. teased the release on Instagram on Air Max Day in March. This shoe features neon green mesh, splashes of tie-dye, and hints of blue and pink suede. A translucent outside and the OBJ logo stamped onto the cork insole perfectly tied this summer sneaker together. Beckham still has a few years remaining on his contract with the Swoosh, and if this latest collaboration is any indication, Nike and OBJ make a perfect pair. Advertisement, save the oceans, feed the world. Oceana, restoring the oceans could feed 1 billion people a healthy seafood meal each day. Visit oceana.org/feed the world to learn more. Warm up. World of Little League, the 2018 Little League Baseball World Series champs, Honolulu Little League. Softball, August 7th to 14th, ESPN 2, ESPN News, ESPN Plus. Baseball, August 15th to 25th, ESPN, ESPN 2, ABC. Top youth players from around the globe will come together to decide new champions at the Little League Softball World Series in Portland, Oregon, and the Little League Baseball World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For the first time, you'll be able to catch all the games either by streaming them or watching on your TV. Check out the bracket to see when a team from your region will take the field. After the action, head outside with your friends to play a game of your own. Super Signal Callers. College football is back. The QBs heading these three Week 1 non-conference matchups caught our attention. Duke versus Alabama, August 31st, 3:30 p.m. Tua Tagovailoa, the 2018 Heisman runner-up, will try to lift the gloom that settled over Tuscaloosa after last year's title game loss. First up, a Duke team that will be breaking in a new quarterback after the Giants drafted Daniel Jones, 6th overall. That means this Saturday's spotlight belongs entirely to Tua. Northwestern versus Stanford, August 31st, 4 p.m., E.T., Fox. As a junior, the Cardinals' K.J. Costello threw for 3,540 yards, the second-highest single-season total in school history. The Wildcats, who finished the number two in the Big Ten in 2018, aimed to build on last year's 9-win effort. Oregon versus Auburn, August 31st, 7:30 p.m., ABC. He grew up in Eugene, and now Justin Herbert will try to lead his hometown Ducks to a Pac-12 title. The senior, whose 28-game TD streak is the nation's longest, will have a leg up on Auburn's quarterback, whichever freshman, Joey Gatewood or Bo Nix, that turns out to be. August birthdays. August 2nd, Miami Dolphins left tackle Laremy Tunsil celebrates his 25th birthday. August 3rd, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady turns 42. August 7th, Pittsburgh Penguins center Sidney Crosby is 32. August 8th, ice skater and defending United States ladies champion Alyssa Liu turns 14. August 9th, Chicago Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward celebrates his 30th birthday. August 10th, New York Mets catcher Wilson Ramos turns 32. August 12th, NBA All-Star small forward Chris Middleton is 28. August 15th, beach volleyball player and three-time Olympic gold medalist Kerry Walsh Jennings turns 41. August 24th, center Anze Kopitar of the Los Angeles Kings celebrates his 32nd birthday. August 26th, Boston Red Sox pitcher David Price turns 34. August 30th, Phoenix Suns small forward Mikal Bridges is 23. And August 31st, wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald of the Arizona Cardinals celebrates his 36th birthday. On our radar, page 13, Lola Posick, height 5'9", birth place Weehawken, New Jersey, birth date June 14th, 2005, sport fencing. Lola, an incoming ninth grader at Kent Place School in Summit, New Jersey, won a bronze medal in the Sabre Cadet Division at the Pan Am Championship in Bogota, Colombia in February. Then 13, she was competing against 16-year-olds. In 2018, Lola won her third national fencing championship, beating out 115 competitors in the Youth 12 Sabre category at the July Challenge in St. Louis. She also competed in the Youth 14 group, finishing in fifth place. As a 10-year-old in 2015, with only 3 years of fencing experience, she won her first national title in the under-10 division. Lola is ranked as the third best cadet 16 and under in the country and the 34th best junior 19 and under. Worldwide, she is ranked as the 44th best cadet. She represented Team USA at the Cadet World Cup in Europe as the team's youngest member. Sports Kids of the Month. Madden Wiebe, age 13, Shanksville, Manitoba. Her sport is badminton. While playing for the Perrydale School, Madden won all 6 area tournaments, including the championship. She went 44-1 in 2018 and 19. She also competed in soccer, volleyball, and basketball. Alyssa Michaela, age 9, Howell, Michigan. Her sport is softball. Playing for the Livingston Prospects, Alyssa pitched no-hitters in back-to-back tournaments. The Owosso Spring Kickoff and the Fast Summer Kickoff, she went 4-1 across both events and 34 strikeouts. And finally, Ellie Walbrook, age 15, Highland, Utah. Her sport is soccer. Ellie, a midfielder for the under 18, 16, and 17 La Roca Football Club, had led her team in goals scored the past 2 seasons, despite being the youngest player on the squad. She had 18 in 2018 and 19 and 16 in the 17-18. Ellie has committed to play college at UCLA. Are you a sports kid? If you think you have what it takes to be a sports kid of the month, submit your nomination at sikids.com/sportskid. Page 14. Warm-up. Howard. Picture here of one of the coaches, Juwan Howard, formerly of Michigan and playing for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Back to the future. College teams are reaching into the past to see if their old stars can lead them to new glory. Every year, there is at least one school that features a stacked recruiting class in college basketball. Just see Duke's group last season. For that, you have the Fab Five to thank. The 1991 freshman class at Michigan was the first to feature 4 McDonald's All-Americans. One of those players was Juwan Howard, near right and above. Howard, who played for 19 years in the NBA, is now returning to his alma mater to coach. I said I wasn't going to cry, Howard confessed at his introductory press conference in May. I guess that happens when you're excited about something that means so much. Howard doesn't have any head coaching experience, but Michigan is hoping his NBA connections and Wolverine's legacy will inspire the team to success. Second act. Before the Wolverines welcomed Howard back to Ann Arbor, these coaches returned to the scenes of their earlier triumphs. 1966 to 2019. Jim Boeheim. After serving as Syracuse's captain in 1966, Boeheim went back to his alma mater in 1969 as an assistant and has remained ever since. Patrick Ewing. The 1984 NCAA Fighting Four Most Outstanding Player. While at Georgetown, Ewing took over the Hoyas sideline in 2017. Penny Hardaway. Hardaway was a finalist for Player of the Year as a junior at Memphis. Now in his second year as coach, he has brought in the nation's top recruiting class. Happy accidents. Surname silliness. Most people don't get to pick their last name. You do, however, pick which teammates you sit next to on the bench. Choose wisely. Pitcher's duel. Burr, Hamilton. White Sox relievers Ryan Burr and Ian Hamilton dressed up like dueling 18th century politicians Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton. Duck, duck, penguin. Oregon's Tyrell Crosby and Shane Lemieux reminded us of 2 legendary Pittsburgh skaters. All right, Gross and Butt. Sorry, parents. Tight end Jake Butt had to choose between standing beside running back Kevin Gross or wide receiver. Very stinky. Good call. And Hall and Dates. Hall and Oates. You kids are probably too young to remember blues legends Brett Hall and Adam Oates, or rock legends Hall and Oates, for that matter. and Samuel L. Jackson. Card Wars, the Nick Fury actor himself acknowledged this superhero team-up. Former Louisville wide receiver Trevon Samuel and quarterback Lamar Jackson. Minnesota Vikings wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Favorite things. Food. Chicken parm. Ice cream flavor. Vanilla. Sport other than football. Basketball. Cartoon. Family Guy. Actor. Will Smith. Athlete growing up. Percy Harvin. Subject in school. P.E. and recess. Emoji. Author, Hill Harper. Musical artist, Jay-Z. Warm-up, sound off. If you could have a dish named after you at a restaurant, what would it be? Stuffed tomatoes. Farsi's in French, and I would call it Simon Tomatoes. My grandma used to make that dish for me every Tuesday after school. It's basically a meatball inside a tomato cooked in the oven. With parsley, onion, salt, and pepper, it's absolutely delicious. That's Simon Pigeonhout, 2019 Indianapolis 500 winner. It would be the best veggie burger ever, piled high with good stuff, including onion rings. And, of course, it would be called the Jordan Burger. Oh, and it comes with a chocolate shake. That's Jordan Barat, Dew Tour skateboarder and X Games medalist. The Simone Special. Avocado toast with an over-medium egg, cheddar cheese, salt, pepper, and a dash of Tabasco. Simone Manuel, swimmer and Olympic gold medalist. Finally, advertisement wishes take muscle. Superstar John Cena. Every 17 minutes, Make-A-Wish grants a child's life-changing wish. Wishes can give kids the mental strength to fight their critical illnesses. But these wishes don't just happen. They take muscle. Wishes take the collective force of doctors, donors, and volunteers who come together to make the impossible possible. That kind of strength is irrefutable. Flex your muscle at wish.org. Make a wish. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or question, please call 919-832-5138.
Time. I showed some cash and the girl was mine. I took her over town, I wined her and dined her. She asked me, did I like her? I said, well, kinda. All of a sudden, she jumped out of seat, snatched me up by my wrist and took me out in the street. She started grabbing all over me, kissing and hugging, so I shoved her away. I said, you better stop bugging. She got mad, looked me dead in my face, threw her hands in the air and yelled.